KB0DCO. Monitoring. And let me hit the... Zero DCO monitoring.
Good morning, this is Tim, ADHJL, out doing some errands, waiting for my son to get some stuff done at the doctor's office. Follow through, I'll call sign out there. Hope you're having a good morning. ADHJL. Oh, training for me. Stuff like don't let strangers come through the door without scanning their badge or, you know, stuff like that. That really applies to a remote worker.
Oh, yeah. I know how they kind of spell everything out for you. Don't drink any of them chemicals in the janitor closet.
Yeah, I had that one, and the other one was more relevant. It's secure developer training or whatever, making sure you code securely or whatever, which I've been through so many times. By now, it's just, like, stuck in my brain, but they're, you know, they're obligated to have us go through it once a year.
Well, at least we're advanced. Nowadays, you can do that probably in your own leisure time instead of back in the day. I'm sure you had to go sit in a conference room and watch it on the roll-in television.
Yeah, like Michael Scott, yep. yeah, I know, they're just overdue. I've been putting them off for forever, but yeah, I can do them on my schedule. It's just, we always have other priorities that take place, so my boss was aware of it. I just said, I'll take care of it today. I'll just knock it off on knock it all out on a Wednesday and be done with it and back to business. It's a slow, what do we call it, sprints. We call them sprints. So every 2 weeks we have what are called a sprint, and where we set goals of what to get done and all that. Well, we finished our quarter last week, so new quarter, not much to do yet.
Yeah, it sounds like my wife. I think they're like on a golf outing or something because, she works for the state, and so their year end was a couple days ago. So I guess their new year starts October 1st. For the whole state of Michigan, I guess. Maybe a lot of states are the same. Fiscal year starts on October 1st, so they're in the same boat. They worked a bunch of overtime for the past couple weeks before that to get everything caught up or whatever, and then they're, what do? Let's go celebrate somewhere.
So that would explain why Sean's not around. He's out of a golf outing. Just kidding.
Yeah, well, he'd have to drive to Lansing probably to do that. He's a, I guess you'd consider a remote worker. They're all remote workers now, but my wife does have to go in a couple days a week downtown Lansing. Still got to pay for $60 a week parking pass, even though she works 2 days a week. Through the whole pandemic, actually. Even when they weren't allowed to work for like a year, they all still had to pay for their parking pass for an empty parking lot.
Let's try switching radios here. I've got the FBI on a node. Hopefully I'm coming in now.
Yep, I could hear a slight buzz, which I would hear on a node radio. Depending on how close you are to it, I guess. And, I don't know, I just drive, I don't really know where I'm at when I'm driving around, and I just, see which one of these three repeaters I hear the best and just assume, well, I guess I'll see how far I can talk on this one.
Yeah, unfortunately this node doesn't have any filtering on its cord. I just have it stuck into a regular USB socket. It could probably be buzzy. I apologize.
So what's for lunch today? Let's see, I'm just approaching Van Dyke and 696.
Well, you're by the freeway. I don't know. Don't know much about down there. I would say go find where Eric gets his breakfast pizza and try that out.
Oh, I already ate. I was wondering what you ended up picking up.
Something called a bacon rancher sandwich from Panera. My daughter's got macaroni and cheese and bread.
I can't remember if my wife and daughters go, or my daughter, go in there quite a bit when they're out on their shopping sprees. I can't think of this, if I've ever had anything from there. There must be some staples there because it seems like I see some Panera stuff you can even buy like at the grocery store.
Yeah, it's not quite as good. The grocery store stuff isn't quite as good. Some of it's okay, like the soups maybe, but their macaroni and cheese isn't the same as the. I tried to buy that for my kids to save some money, and they didn't like it. Like, the Panera used to have personal like pizzas that were really good, and I used to. That's usually what I would get. If I would go there, I'd just get their little personal pizza, but they got rid of those, and now they're back to sandwiches only or something like that. They retooled or reinvented themselves, and it's like, oh, man, I like those pizzas.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried their pizzas. Is it like a flatbread type?
Yeah, it was a flatbread type pizza. And you could get it in different kinds. You know, you could get the traditional pepperoni and cheese. And then they had some other varieties that I would try. But yeah, they got rid of them. They're actually pretty good. They're better than the, your regular slice of pizza. But something unique, I guess. They were more like a crispy bread, you know. And, but, you know, no more.
Yeah, I got a couple buddies. Everybody's buying them personal, like, pizza ovens, whether it's electric or a wood-fired type one or whatever. Going to town on, well, either buying dough already pre-made from, like, I don't know, a lot of them pizza joints, they'll sell you their dough. You know, you can fix them up if you want to make your own personal pizzas. And, those kind of turn out, you know, flatbread, crispy type, kind of like, I don't know, they got any of those Blaze pizzas out here, you know, it takes like 5 minutes and they slap out a pizza, all kinds of different ones.
No, I don't think they have those around here, but, the pizza oven sounds interesting, but I don't think I would eat pizza that often to justify it. But it seems like it would probably come out really good. But, yeah, I've known you could buy the dough. I don't know about the – I didn't know that the pizza places would sell you there, though. But I know they have them in the refrigerated sections, like at the grocery store. You can get just pizza dough that's just, like, in a ball.
Yeah, you can go to Cottage Inn or Jets and just tell them you want to buy some dough balls from them, and they'll sell them to you. And, you know, some dough. I mean, you can tell just from eating different pizzas, you know, wow, I really like, you know, this dough here better than that dough, you know. Everybody's got their preference. And, yeah, that place called Blaze, I mean, it's like a big nationwide chain. And I didn't know about them either until they put one or two in Lansing, and then some of my friends swear by it, and it's just putting out like a flatbread type. Literally, you're just in a line like you're at a Chipotle or something, and tell them all the different things you want on your pizza, and they're just spitting out every like 5 minutes. Like a super fast conveyor oven thing.
Okay, yeah, I see the one in Lansing. Clifford Street. But yeah, there's none around here. I take that back. There's one in Auburn Hills, probably by Oakland University. And then one in Novi. It looks like college town. I think Mount Pleasant, Auburn Hills, Allen Park, and Novi.
Yeah, that one is Lansing, actually, right by the computer.
Death Star, and the signal's not getting out.
Yeah, I guess if you'd call this the Death Star. I bumped my power up, though, so I was still on low power.
There you go. And that's why you don't have an HT mobile. If Dakota's listening.
Yep, I'm definitely surrounded by walls of concrete at the moment. And I forgot I threw her down to low power, so I knew I was in more and I had to be close to somewhere by the repeater. Coming up on Greenfield Road, so I guess where am I? Oak Park. Now entering Oak Park.
Okay, up it does. Yeah, you'll get to about where the 696 and 96 interchange happen, and then it's bye-bye from there.
Yeah, it seemed like that's, in the morning I was about no-by areas where I could get in on the way in, at least when we had good propagation, but definitely on the way home I wasn't making it all the way there without just pure gibberish. But at any rate, I'm going to let you go. Navigating through a bunch of Death Stars as we speak, so I'll catch you out later.
Alright, talk to you later. KF Ada. KKKO. W8FU. KKKJO. KC8KJL, KF Ada. Sorry, I had food in my mouth. Who's that? Dakota, KF Ada. What's your call sign again? I didn't catch it right away. I'm kind of slow today. Name here is Dave. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Sierra, KF Ada. Oh, I think I've talked to you before. It's a sound, KC8KJO. Or as Wally calls me, Cujo. That's right. I think last time we spoke, you were on DMR. Or it was, I think when Dakota was out here, I think we were all chatting. And if I remember correctly, you're from Memphis, not Tennessee, though. Oh, Memphis, just north of Richmond, sitting in my living room with a neck brace and two dogs. Yeah, I think last time we spoke, it was before the surgery, so seems like everything went well. Hopefully you're not in too much pain. They gave me Norco, like hydrocodone, and Valium, and well, it's been doing its work. The pain, more or less, I think, is from neck stiffness, of all things. You know, when you can't move your neck, it gets kind of stiff. Yeah, well, hopefully it, so were you having, like, back pain? Was it, like, a nerve pinch was happening? Is that the reason why you had to have the surgery? I had a nerve pinch somewhere between C4 and C6, and it was causing tremors in my right arm, a little bit in my left arm, and fine motor skills were affected. So kind of hard to hold on to things or try to solder wires or whatever else. So, yeah, it was kind of bothering my hands more than anything. Okay, yeah, so you had to have it done. Yeah, I've had pinched nerves that have come and gone away. Some of last month and some of last week. The last one was on my arm. I felt like I couldn't lift my arm, whatever, but it went away, thankfully. And it was just bad posture. I slept the wrong way. And I don't even think it was a pinched nerve, to be honest with you. I think it was just a muscle strain at that point. But I know what a pinched nerve feels like. It's not fun. Yeah, that's when you're sleeping out, when you get it where your arm can't move. It's
It's usually in your rotator cuff, the nerve gets caught in there between the other muscles and kind of squishes it a little bit. So yeah, I had that. I had shoulder surgery last year for a rotator cuff tear. Got that fixed, and then after a year, I still had no feeling on my index and right thumb. So went back to the ortho, did some more PT, went to a nerve specialist, did an MRI, goes, oh, you got a pinched nerve along with arthritis in your neck, so let's send you to an ortho surgeon. And he goes, yeah, he goes, injections and stuff isn't going to work. You got, you know, the arthritis is too much in there. So they went in there, did some Roto-Rooter where the nerves come out of the spine, and replaced three discs that were pretty much gone.
Well, that's what happens when the warranty expires on our bodies. It expires at 25. And I'm twice that now, so I'm 50, so I'm due for something at some point. But so far, so good. I've been able to, move around. Lately, I've just been tired lately in the morning. I don't know what it is. Just the mornings, I'm tired, but then by the afternoon, I'm fine.
Do you snore?
Oh, my wife says I snore, so maybe that's what it is, right?
Not trying to spook you, but get a sleep study done.
Yeah, it seems to be seasonal, so I'm wondering if it's allergies. I did have a cold or something was going through. The kids got sick, and, you know, the youngest got sick, then the oldest got sick, and then I got it, and then that lasted a week, and I'm wondering if it's something residual from that. Or allergies, maybe there's something I'm allergic to, but I don't know. But also, I'm taking some medicine that kind of brings me down too. It's like an antidepressant, anxiety medicine. So I try to take that at night because it's like extended release, so that, you know, if I'm tired, it does make me drowsy and tired. So that's why I take it at night, right before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if there's some extended release or something going on in the morning too. I don't know. I gotta go get to a doctor at some point and get a yearly physical. I've been really bad about that. Haven't done that since before COVID. So I'm due.
Well, I turn 55 tomorrow, so I know where you're coming from. And I've had 14 colonoscopies in a 7-year span.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm not looking forward to getting checked up.
I started in my late 30s. My dad had colon cancer, and he's the one that prompted me to get checked out. And so I did in my late 30s because I was having some issues. Found out that I had for about 7 years, I had an attack twice a year. And because my immune system is not all that great, it just got worse and worse and worse. And eventually they took out the bad portion of it. My sister, who's just a couple years older than me, she went in for her first colonoscopy and ended up having stage 2 colon cancer, which they caught in time. So if you haven't got checked, I don't mean to preach, but it would be a very smart idea.
Yep, I hear you. We know somebody in our group that their brother has something like that. So yep, it's serious. Fortunately, my dad, you know, he's been going. I had to take him for his exam. Fortunately, he hasn't had any issues, so I don't think we have too much of a history in our family. But yeah, it's always better safe than sorry.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm 100% for it. The procedure is bad. It's depressing. the day before, that's the worst. But it's well worth the effort when you get a clean bill of health on the next slide.
Anyways, try to divert from health things because that seems to be a sore point when hams hear people talking about health problems. So, anyways, I'm going to get back to eating here. Good sandwich at Panera, the Bacon Rancher. So, before I go, though, did you get your hotspot? Are your radio stuff settled? Have you played with OpenGD77?
Not yet. I can't drive for about 2 weeks. So I'm just taking it day by day. This is about the most coherent I've been in like a week. So I'm just sitting back here relaxing and really not doing much. And it's the first time I've actually been on the radio since last week. So go ahead and eat your sandwich. I'm waiting for maybe a bowl of pudding or Jell-O when my wife gets that far, because my sister's coming over in a little bit. So go eat your sandwich. Enjoy the afternoon. I was just checking to see if all Sean was doing on his tree service today.
Okay. All right. Well, get well soon. Rest up. Enjoy the the highs from the drugs. Keep the pain away. Talk to you later. KFAS.
KFAS 73K3KJO.
Lunchtime yet?
Lunchtime? Almost dinner time.
Oh, that's right. All you old people, you know, you gotta go in for your 4 o'clock special.
Yeah. There's something to be said for getting there at happy hour. You know, it's always a drink special and always a munchies special. Anyway, no, just out heading from an appointment to the office. I mean, I hang around there for a bit, and I go to another appointment, and then probably get dinner out.
Ooh, dinner out. I don't know what I'm going to do today. Wife's off in an hour. I got to head to a tower site and grab some stuff, but made ham steak for dinner last night, and there's still a whole bunch of it left, so I have a feeling she'll have a set for leftovers for dinner tonight.
Sounds yummy. Yeah, I saw your post about some tower work. Was it last weekend or something? You guys are keeping busy out there.
Oh, yeah, that was Saturday. You know, we got towers all over this bitch.
Can't really have too many towers. Well, I suppose you're going to have too many towers. But there's still things of beauty. I had a temporary tower set up in my yard for a while. It's a boat trailer mounted crank-up tower. And not real big. It's a 40-footer with an extra section you can put into 48 feet. Anyhow, I put it up a couple of years ago as kind of just a test. Like, hey, this works. I'll just leave it here for a bit. It's been there for like 3 years. So I finally had to take it down. My homeowner's insurance company sent some field agent out to do an outside assessment of the house for the first time in 20 years and said, that thing's got to go. I'm like, what? So it's down. Boo-hoo.
Damn insurance people. Yeah, they're crafty, sending drones to check out your roof and all that stuff. Anything they can do to deny your claim or raise your rate.
Well, what they said is if this, you know, there were two or three other things on there. Actually, there were quite a number of things on there that needed remedied, but there were a couple of deal-breaker items. They said this has to be remedied or we will cancel your policy on October something. I don't remember what date it was. So it was about 6 weeks or so to comply, and I thought, well, do I want to fight this? Do I want to ask them for a rider? You know, what do you do? I can't be the only guy with a ham radio tower in his yard. Probably the only guy with a ham radio tower set up on a boat trailer, though. So I just got to go pull a permit and dig a hole and do it for real.
Oh, so that was the kicker, is because it was on the trailer, they said.
What?
They're probably worried it'd blow over into your house or the neighbor's house.
Oh, it was quite stable. I don't know if it was so much that it was the portable nature of it, or the obviously temporary nature of it. I don't know if it was that, or if as an insurer, they don't do towers, and if at some point in the future I get one, I'll have to shop around for providers, which might be the case. But again, I can't be the only ham radio operator that they got in their company, you know, that they're insuring. So there's got to be a line item rider or something. You know, you get flood coverage for your basement and whatever else, radio tower.
No, correct. I know I'm, and there was already a tower here, so like, is it a tower, radio tower or a TV tower? You tell me, Mr. Insurance Man, it was already there.
Yeah, well, the permanent one, I mean, it's, I get that you have to have, it has to be fenced around the base, or you've got to have, you know, the climb-proof panels on the bottom so someone can't just climb up the thing. And my yard's not fenced, you know, it's an open yard, and so I'd have to put some sort of a fence around the base, or, you know, something, I don't know. Cross that bridge when I get there. I say when. I'm being constant about it. I gotta go pull a permit and if I can get my head wrapped around the hole in the concrete and the base and stuff, that's the hard part for me. Everything else from the ground up, I got it all in my head. That I can do. But the underground stuff, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Now, there you go. Yeah, I haven't done. I've got a couple of VHF, UHF antennas out in the yard. I haven't put the HF antennas up here at the house yet. I just haven't got, I'm hoping to get to it before the snow, but my motivation has been, yeah. And even with the flex up north, it's like, you know, I have HF, I just don't have it here yet.
Well, there was another part of me that said, well, what am I doing, you know? That's the direction that HF is going. So just sell it all, you know, put some money in the bank and draw from that and rent airspace on a remote someplace as needed, as wanted. There's a tiny little case to be made for that argument, I suppose. But eh, whatever. Yeah, you're fine. If you get the antennas up, you get them up. If not, you've got a setup you can use.
Yeah, but the parents keep saying they're going to build next year, or this the following year. Next year they're going to build. Next year they're getting closer to building. So I know once they actually pull that trigger, my shed is going to have to move because it probably will fall apart. And then, yeah, I don't know where my remote HF will go while they're building their house.
Well, and so that's the motivation to get the antennas up at home. Like I said, I have this power, this portable tower thing. Ultimately, it didn't have the antennas on it that I wanted. There was a dipole hanging from it. I had a 6-meter Yagi on the top. It plans to add a 10-meter Yagi underneath that, and that had been a pretty good little setup for me, which is wires for the lower bands. But if I can get a real antenna, or if I get a real tower up near the house, and I can do a tri-bander or one of those FIR adjustable Yagis, which covers a bunch of bands. So that'd be kind of cool. So just get a much better signal and get a, if I can do it quickly, I can, you know, get a couple years of airtime here as the sunspot cycle peaks and starts to go down. There's still several good years left. Just got to do it. I'm kind of missing the peak here.
Well, I always had an envision if I ever had my own house, you know, I'd start building my satellite station and all that, but of course, the house we get, I was going to have some more, you know, C-band and KU-band distance, but of course, the house we get, all the trees are like, great. I have no visibility to the southern sky. I've got nothing but trees, so I'm like, I want to do any satellite dishes, I got to put them out in the front yard, and then that's just holding up a whole other, you know, thing, trenching and getting cables from the front yard to the back and all that. So I don't know. The house wasn't purchased with a with radio too much in mind. Let's put it. Had other, our other priorities came first. Radio is a separate, secondary afterthought.
Yeah, ours was similar. It met some radio requirements without exactly being on an acre of land, which would have been nice. Anyway, well, I'm almost at the office, so I'm going to sign out. I'll catch you on later. And nice day the next several days. I got to get out and I got to cut the grass at least one more time before it rains. I think it said it's supposed to be dry through Saturday, so Friday or Saturday I got to cut the grass and crunch up all the leaves that are on there so far, and that way if it rains afterwards, I'll be all right. Anyhow, I'll catch you next time. K8DB.
Later. Good, yes, sir. All right, Paul, can you hear me? KCDLQ, WFSM, UHF analog. I see you, Paul. Oh, it sounds noisy. What are you listening to?
Mike 0DHA, 0DHA, working Echo Link, testing Echo Link through Kilo 8 FBI, through K8 FBI, great repeater name there. This is Mike 0DHA, United Kingdom, just listening through K8, Foxtrot Bravo, India QSR.
Okay, we'll still be here.
KZKKO.
K8EPL mobile.
K8KTO mobile.
Ah, how you doing today?
Enjoying my medical time off.
I can definitely respect that, that's for sure. Yep, I'm headed back home with the last of the parts I need to finish the repair work I'm doing on the car, so feeling pretty happy about that.
I'm just happy to be able to talk without a sore throat.
Oh, well, I understand.
How do I sound? I'm coming in on the Richmond repeater, and I'm up in Memphis.
You sound great. No problems.
Well, then I'm a happy camper.
How do I sound to you, by the way?
Beautiful as the day is sunny.
Well, I'm glad. Yep. I should be home about 10, 15 minutes or so, but won't take me too long. But traffic's a little bit slow today, so we'll see.
Where are you heading to and where are you heading from?
I'm out in the Flint area. I am driving up, driving north on Irish Road and coming from Davison, and got another 8 miles to go. Just a lot of traffic because of the, not construction, but farmers. There's a lot of farming vehicles in the area that's just slowing things down, which happens every fall.
Yeah, they're probably farming the feed corn and probably the soy that's left in the field. And my son lives up in that area off Irish Road.
Oh, yeah, whereabouts?
Right across from the Menards on Irish Road in that apartment complex in there. He's up there in July.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm, like, just north of that, almost to Davison Road, just past the railroad tracks. But looks like traffic's going to be busy today.
So he's lucky. He gets off at 2 o'clock, but he's working down. That way.
I only got part of that transmission. You're getting a little weak into the repeater.
Oh, he works down by the Gordie Howe Bridge and lives right up there in Davidson, so he gets shot right up 75, nice, quick and easy.
Yep, that makes sense. Yeah, traffic's quite slow today, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're making it into the Mayville repeater really good.
I thought I was hitting the Flint repeater.
Oh, maybe you are. I didn't know what frequency you were hitting. But I know Mayville's up there pretty close. Sorry for the noise in the background. It's my dog wanting to play ball.
Yeah, I'm on 4-4. Hold on. 444-600.
Yeah, that's the Flint repeater.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have Mayville repeater programmed in here.
Yeah, you have to go to the FBI website, and they got the list of all the interconnected repeaters. Or it's under CMEN Tom has them listed in there too, I believe.
How's this? K8EPL.
A little staticky, but still readable.
Okay, I'm back on the plant. Didn't know that the Mayville was connected. Now I know. K8EPL mobile.
Yeah, I found a list or Flying Beers gave me a link to go to, and I found all the repeaters and typed them all in there, programmed them all in there. Makes it a lot easier when I travel around. Sometimes I'm in the Flint area. KECKJO.
K8EPL mobile. Yeah, I do have the, I just double checked, I do have Mayville programmed in the slot. I just don't use it because I live closer to the Flint repeater than the Mayville repeater.
Yeah, they keep the repeaters up nice and clean and very, very operational. So it's a lot of fun being on the FBI repeaters. I said I drive through Romeo and I hit that one for a little bit and then I get right to the Outer Banks of Richmond and I pop into Richmond. But Warren is the one that really hits pretty far. It's got a good coverage pattern.
Yeah, you can call me retired, I guess. I'm actually on disability. I'm in my 30s, almost 40. But kind of living more like the like retirement. But I don't get out that way very often. You know, Detroit, Richmond, that area. I kind of stay in Genesee County. Lapeer County a little bit. Help out with the Lapeer County, part of the Lapeer County Club. But I usually just stay around Flint.
You know, I'm off on medical for the next month. I had fusion surgery on my neck, so took some time off. Won't be back till close to Halloween, I guess you can say. So just taking advantage of just maxing and relaxing. Get on the radio when I can. I got to this first day and in like almost a week that I actually have a voice back.
Oh, I understand that. My mom had the same surgery. I totally get it, 110%. I just, you know, never, I didn't know this was connected to the PH, the other network. I consider this the Siemens network, WACMN, because that's the repeater that I use and their stuff, but I didn't know it was connected to the other group as well. I think you said PDI or something like that. Anyway, just a little clarification. I just want to double check that I got the right info on that.
Yeah, I believe the FBI repeaters are connected to the CMEN network. They work hand in hand. Very good group of operators and net controllers, and I'm honored to be able to use their network for communication, just put it that way. I got a friend that works down in Macomb County, and he helps keep up the repeaters. Been to a couple sites for job reasons, and very impressed by the setup and how things are going. So, very reliable system, and I think W8FU did a fantastic job on getting everything all the way it is. A great group of guys there.
Oh, I'll have to double check their check out their network, the FBI network that's over there. It's a little bit newer for me, but the Siemens guys, man, they're on top of things, 110%. They're always upgrading, making sure things are working properly. I'm quite impressed with the Siemens group, it's really nice. K8EPL.
Sorry, I had to move out of the sun. It was making me picky.
Oh, no worries. Not a problem. Not a problem. Yeah, if I'm a little delayed, it's because I'm worried about traffic or something, you know. But, I used to live in the Marysville area, so I'm a little bit familiar with Richmond and Memphis and all of that.
Yep, I'm right downtown Memphis. I can get the water tower on so close.
Yep, I understand. Well, today's been a good day, I'll tell ya. Able to get a lot done today that I was hoping for, and getting stuff done.
Yeah, I was able to accomplish the house. Like I said, I'm kind of down and out until the end of October, so limited abilities, can't move my neck certain ways. Got this wonderful little brace on me for 2 weeks straight because it was a multi-level fusion. So today is the first day actually I'm stepping outside and getting a little bit of fresh air.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Almost home, just so you know. Just want to give you an update.
Well, then I'll do a 73 on your final, so you can be careful getting that last bit of mileage in there before you hit your home.
Yeah, it's about another 2 miles, about another 2 miles up the road. I'm getting close, so, Yep. I'm pretty happy about the day today, that's for sure. K8EPL for ID.
KCQGO, and as Mesa State, Godspeed for the last 2 miles, and maybe we'll catch you on another broadcast.
Understood. And the name here is Eric, but 73 is to you. You have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. K8EPL, mobile.
K8EPL, this is Tom Tango Oscar Mary, and my call is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, easy to remember, KCA Cujo, and 73 to you and your final destination.
Have a great evening, Tom. You have a wonderful day, and hope you get better, so. I'll be saying some prayers for you tonight, that's for sure. K8EPL out.
KCAKPL clear. 73 and monitoring. NHKBP.
Day number one, demolition under the belt. KE8TFM.
Zero VCO, Monty. KB0 DCO monitoring.